The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street. Serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas. Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. As Stephen so eloquently put it, I'm Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, and I'm one of your hosts, and my sidekick and partner, Mr. David Rector with Carolina Fresh Farms, is with me this morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Beautiful morning.
And a little chilly, but it's nice. Yeah. It beats that 96 degrees we had at the beginning of the month. But
anyway. Like I tell people, when it's cold in the morning, I don't mind it as long as it's going to be warmer later. So won't be long.
I'm an old country boy, and now that I got all my health problems, I don't like cold weather very much. But this is nice.
Yeah.
Real nice. But anyway, had a good week this week?
We did. We had a, I was going to tell you, we had a huge success with our festival last week.
That was going to be my parking. Next question.
The only problem we had was parking, so I had to direct traffic most of the morning, moving people around, but we got it all done, and it was a very good time over there.
Well, that's good. It went well.
Yep, got to see a lot of people. And
Tommy was going to run by there, and by the time he got ready to leave, we got hammered, so that didn't happen.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah, it was good weather. Good day.
I don't know. Ours is kind of up and down right now. We'll just be slam one day and not even have time to eat lunch, and then the next day we're twiddling our thumbs. Same old story. You've got too much help or not enough
help.
That's
kind of the way it is at retail.
Yep, pretty much all you got to
do. All you got to do is go get your lunch, and then that's when people pour
it. 2 hours later, you'll get to eat it.
Get to heat it up for the second time.
Or third time sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's fine with me. I'll eat it when people leave.
That's it. Real quick, next Friday is the first Friday in the garden at Glencairn Garden at the Learning Center, which for us old-timers is the old United Way building on Edgemont. And it looks like holiday decorating ideas from the garden. So Paul's going to give an interesting little talk this week. And for those that don't know, I don't know if you call him a teacher or not, but who presents the programs is Paul Thompson, our county extension agent to Eclipse and Extension Service. And he does this every first Friday of the month from January through December. And it's 11 o'clock at the Learning Center. Now, what happened? They were getting so many people turned out. They were informed that they were violating fire codes for the building. So now he does a session at 9:30 and one at 11, and that's worked out pretty well. And if you ain't got anything to do and want to learn a little something, come on down there and take a look and see what's going on.
Paul does a very good job of that.
He does a real good job.
That thing has grown over the last 10 years.
And for us, believe it or not, we got 3 more shows for this season.
Wow.
Yeah, the middle of September is usually when they end it. They hadn't told me the exact date, but it's usually around the 16th or 17th. So.
What are we going to do on Saturday?
I'll get up and come up here and look at the door, waiting on Matt to get here, I guess.
Guess we need to talk to them about our contracts for next year before this season ends.
Well, if you remember last year, we did it in December.
Oh, okay. That's right. We did have a meeting up here.
Because I wasn't going to do it anymore, and I said, I'm done, and then Alan called me and said, hey, come on up here. And then you and Tommy came. And next thing I know, we're doing it again.
But yeah.
I really appreciate the help this year.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Last year wasn't too good by myself, but it's been fun. Now, isn't your young lady with Master Gardeners coming?
Yeah, Brenda Gendron is going to be on here next week. So we'll do some little Master Gardener talk, and she'll talk a little bit about the symposium coming up. In March or February, I think that's when it is.
It doesn't have a date on there.
But she'll talk about it.
This is last year. Okay.
What's nice is I think Friday, if you go to their website, Friday's the first day you can actually buy tickets for the symposium. So she'll be on here Saturday, and we'll talk about it.
It's going to be down in Chester again. Mm-hmm. I know that
down
much.
In Chester. So.
Y'all had a pretty good thing down there last year.
Yeah, it's turned into something real nice.
We were going to get involved again, and I just couldn't get enough people in the right places.
We're going to get Steve there if I have to get some. I'll get some people to help you get down there.
Need a chauffeur or a man? Yeah. What you doing that day?
We'll do our show from down there, and then you'll have to come.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we'll be on the air then. If it's in March and April, we will be.
Yeah.
If we do it again. Now, that's still up in the air. Yeah.
If we got some, if we knew what was going on, we'd tell you the date of it. But
but we're I'm thinking it's in March. She sent me the thing.
It's either late February or March.
I haven't read the whole thing yet.
But like I said, next week she'll tell us all about it.
I don't know if it'll be us or not, but if the show comes back, it usually starts back the middle of February and runs to the middle of November. It's been a lot of fun this year. Like I say, we've had some interesting guests, and having Mr. Rector here has made it a whole lot easier than me trying to find guests every week by myself.
That's like two friends. Yeah, two old dudes talking about weather half the time, but
well, we go,
weather's a giant part of
we go what back we do, a ways, so. Believe it or not.
Yeah, we do.
I remember when you were at Carolina Downs and Ronnie Wallace was over at Spring Lakes.
Yep.
And Ronnie and Tommy went to school together.
Oh, wow.
Up at Hickory, Catawba Valley. Back Catawba then, Valley. It was community college. Now it's technical college. And Ronnie was in golf course maintenance, and Tommy was in a hort program.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, a lot of people from around here. Old Dale up at Carowinds back then, he was a graduate there. Eric Voss, who was at TGK.
Billy Crabtree.
Graduate there. So there were a bunch of them around York County that either grew up here or ended up here and went to school up in Hickory. But anyway, it is a good thing. Speaking about rain. I'm going to send Mr. Jimmy Bagley a thank you note, because every time he starts talking about drought, we start getting rain.
That is.
Last year and this year. Okay, I hear Matthew giving me a hint, so there comes the music, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench. This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a loop lock cover. With loop lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for loop lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. I don't know if I said it earlier, but I usually say it before now. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Also, if you hear about an episode and like to hear it later, Mr. Stone has it up to date, I think, this week on you go to the WRHI webpage, look under programming, go down to Gardener's Bench, and it's got tapes of every show we've done this year. So
they don't even charge you.
Yeah, it's free.
Just go on there.
Some of them are kind of so-so, but some of them are pretty good shows, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
More good ones than bad ones, let's put it that way. So anyway, what I was saying when we went on break, Mr. Bagley did a press conference and was talking about we're getting in a drought, and he did the same thing last year, and when he did it last year, it started raining the next week, and it rained from
never stopped
September till August. And he said it 2 weeks ago. We've had three rains since then in 2 weeks.
We've had a perfect amount of rain for what my business is trying to do here with people who can lay some sod, and we can get that get ground got soft so you can aerate, seed, fertilize. And today would be a great day if you get out in your yard and get that done, because we got rain coming tonight and tomorrow. So
yeah, that's talking pretty good bit tomorrow. So now, one thing that we got one more to do, but we're having to do some other work before we can do the overseeding on the fescue. We're getting a little concerned is in another 3 weeks or so, the leaves will start dropping pretty heavy. So you've pretty much got to figure out a way to get those leaves off of that newly seeded fescue, or you're going to have a mess. So,
yep.
And I don't know, with the dry weather we had. And
it's a challenge this fall is to get everything done in a matter of 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
And, well, last year we didn't seem to have much fall color. It just the leaves fell. And I mean, our guys were spending hours upon hours getting up leaves for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then it was over.
But
usually it drags out pretty long. I mean, so who knows this year with the rain coming when it did, it might.
It's going to be warming up. I mean, this whole next week's supposed to be decent warm. So, I mean, it's not.
As long as we don't get in the 90s, I don't care.
Yeah. I could wait for a frost for a little while and
well,
fine with me.
People laugh at me. And the last 10 years, there's no way you're going to predict what the weather around here is doing. I mean, not a long term, because it's just all over the charts. But we generally, every year that we've been doing this, which is a long time, right around Thanksgiving, we get a little cold snap. That's not a hard freeze, but that's a cold snap. And usually frost. And Tommy had frost on his window twice last week.
Yeah, well, frost is different. I mean, in York County, it could be, if you're out in the country like you are, you get a little frost. And city where I am, we don't get it for a while. So,
well, the nursery sits on Museum, and we live kind of behind it off of West Oak. And it'll be 3 to 5 degrees colder at my house than it will be in the office on the same morning. Then, but we're that big hill, granite outcropping comes down to the two creeks, and hot air rises and cold air sinks.
Yeah, my store sits in a hole over there, too, so it can be chilly down in there.
Believe it or not, that store wasn't in a hole when it was built.
Yeah, well, progress.
When they came in with the five-lane
progress
road,
made it.
They raised the road 20 feet and put you down in a gully.
It's sunk.
It used to be level with the street, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago, though. How long has that building been there? 15
it's
years?
It's been probably close to 20, probably. Yeah.
I remember when they built it, but it's been a while. But anyway. Y'all have done a fine job over there.
We're trying. We enjoy it.
So you're still selling a lot of sod?
Yep, still selling a lot of sod. And the seed, my warehouse full of seed is going down like I wanted it to. So it was, I don't have to work my way through the seed back there now. I can actually walk through the warehouse and selling at a good amount. And hopefully, like you say, hopefully today we'll sell a good bit of it. So
Tommy got something blue.
Carolina blue.
I don't know anything about that.
He better. I hope he got it from us.
He did.
Well, that's what our sod is. It's a mixture of bluegrass and fescue together. And the bluegrasses are not like the old ones you think about.
I was going to say bluegrass will take the heat.
Yeah, they're heat tolerant bluegrass that gives you a good color. And it's a good grass. So. Called Carolina blue.
He uses Prime Time and Carolina Blue, and I can't even remember the other one he's been using.
Good.
I have enough to keep.
We don't need to advertise the other one.
I won't have a
lot of people look for Titan. You remember Titan?
Oh, yeah.
I have people come in every now and then looking for Titan.
We used to sell Titan back when it
– And Rebel, you know, Rebels are really good.
Rebel 1 and Rebel 2, and then Jaguar was a biggie back then.
Yeah, everybody had their ones they liked, but – if you go to a quality place and they'll have a good quality seed with very little weed seed in it. And
you want to look for germination rate and purity.
Yeah.
I'll tell this story real quick because the place isn't here anymore. This was way back yonder in the 80s. We were doing a job on Cherry Road, and Kmart had been running. Kentucky 31 grass seed at a ridiculous price. I mean, it was pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
And it turned out we knew the guy that was a garden center manager at Kmart. So we went in there, and I asked him about it. I said, Michael, tell me about this stuff. He started laughing. He said, what do you want to know besides just the floor sweepings? He showed us the label, and it was like 40% pure.
Oh, wow.
20% germination. He said, it's what they sweep up off the floor and put in a bag and sell it cheap.
Well, what is it? I'm not slamming Kmart, but it was grass seed at Kmart, so.
Well,
you got what you paid for.
The thing with grass seed at Kmart, back then you didn't have many options, believe it or not.
Yeah, okay. They used to have a decent
and
garden center,
a good
I guess.
Garden center, but they did sell some things kind of inexpensively. I mean, there's just.
It was a blue light special?
Oh, they had people lined up buying this garbage. I mean, sometimes you got to let the consumer beware.
Yeah.
If it's too good a deal to be true, it usually is.
That's so true.
Okay, Matthew's giving us the signal again. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Going to finish up this edition of the show. We've talked a little bit about some cheap grass seeds before we went off the air, and Mr. Rector knows this, but one thing to remember, back in the early days, Kentucky 31 fescue was developed to be a pasture grass.
Mm-hmm.
It was to feed the cows.
It has a wide blade.
Pretty tough. And
good for foraging.
Uh-huh. Well, when home construction kicked in probably in the 60s, everybody needed something to plant lawns with. Well, Kentucky 31 was all they had, so they converted it into a lawn grass. Really wasn't the best lawn grass in the world, but it's better than nothing. So, and then as the 80s came around, we were talking off the air, some companies came up with some blends, and then I guess Jaguar was probably the first one to come out.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then Clemson came up with one called Clemfine that had all the great reviews and turned out to be a major flop. But we won't talk about Clemson and major flops right now.
Yeah, you better not.
My nephews might get upset with me. But anyway, there've been a bunch of them over the years. The old Rebels were one and two. And now, I'll be honest, I can't hardly keep up with them anymore. There's so many changes.
Our Carolina Blue is every year they seeds are rated. So, I mean, they take the top 10 seeds and blend them. So, I mean, there's you wouldn't know much difference between other than people marketing the product. I mean, it's a good bag of seed has, you know, like I say, some of the top 10 seeds rated for that year. And it could vary. And the farmers in Oregon, actually, they put up a lot of seed and actually caused the prices to go up. They wouldn't release it. So, I mean, there's different kind, different names of seed and patents and all kind of stuff that goes into it. So, and it all comes from Oregon pretty much. So that's another issue getting it out here.
Well, I'm not convinced one's that much better than the other, but as long as you get a good germination and good purity and you got to pay to get what you need.
You do. I mean,
you buy something cheap, you're going to end up with cheap results usually. So.
You got to open your wallet up.
And the same thing on sod and plants and everything else, your bed preparations, everything. So if you got low spots in the grass and you sow the seed and water holes there, guess what? You're not going to have any grass long. So
Yep.
And
get it ready, get everything ready down underneath and smoothed out.
And especially your fescues, you cannot cut it too short.
No. Right?
We've got a couple we're fighting with now that – they insist on cutting it 2-2.5 inches and then can't figure out why it dies.
Well,
it needs to be 4+. And some people, as high as their mower deck will go is 4 inches, but if it go higher, even higher would probably be better a little bit. So you don't want to get down to the stalk part of it because once you cut the green off, it, fescue generally doesn't come back from it. Yeah. It's not like it warps.
Yeah, cut it tall. It also gives you some good shade on the ground, keeps the moisture there a little bit longer. You don't want to cut the crown of it off.
It'll keep weeds down too. So, but our plants are the same thing. They're loving this rain right now. And we've got the prettiest crop of plants we've probably had in 15 years, and we had the perfect growing season. And this year, we've discussed it before. It's been a while since we've done it on here, but we usually get 4 or 5 what we call growing flushes a season. That's from March to November. And this year we've already had 6.
Mm.
Now, back in the drought years, some years we wouldn't have 3. And what that means, it takes you twice as long to grow the same plant.
Yep.
So this year we're ahead of the curve by at least 1 or 2 growing seasons since everything's flushed out real nice.
Now, keep you busy potting stuff up then.
We carry a lot of the patented new stuff out, but we don't grow any of it yet. We got burned a couple of times when we tried it a few years ago and lost our backside, so we kind of wait to see what's going to pan out. What's hot today might not be hot next year kind of deal. And they're dumping so much stuff on the market. And you've got to have a license and be registered and pay all this money to be able to do it. So we've just got a couple people that we've known for years that grow them, and we just buy those from them. Everything that's not patented, we pretty much grow on location. We've got a greenhouse up behind my house and Tommy's house on the backside, and Pat and Tommy stuck probably 50,000 cuttings last year, and that's your regular compactor hellerized, gardenias. We've got some pretty gardenias right now.
I like the gardenia.
The frostproof dwarf and the fragrant pathway, which
I got
is a
two from your place, and they're right on my side of my house, right in front of my windows, and they come up just under the window, and then when they bloom, they just boom.
That would be frostproof. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyway, now's the time from October to October to March is your primary planting time. And Matthew's sending us the music again, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers. We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're going to finish up this week's show. We're talking between the break there about pansies, and we don't carry them, but Carolina Fresh does. I don't think you're a bank.
No.
And that's all gone anyway. So, anyway.
Not that one. Yeah, we got some pansies and some cabbages and all that kind of snapdragons and a good selection of bedding plants if you want to do that.
Well, you can get orange and white, and they're pretty good colors mm-hmm. now. The purple's pretty in the pansies, mm-hmm. but the rose or the garnet. For the Gamecock fans, that's not really a dominant color, so it kind of mm-hmm. struggles sometimes. Might have changed now. It's been
I like the purple and yellow. I guess that's because I'm Northwestern. That's a nice Northwestern color in there.
Yeah, they're both. That's both dominant colors too. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty nice. But we did it for a long time, and finally in 2012 we gave it up. But
that's a lot of work.
A whole lot of work, and then something went wrong. You could lose a whole lot of money in a hurry. Mm-hmm. And then our problem, we just couldn't get anybody to run it. I was very fortunate and had a lady that did it for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. She took care of the greenhouse totally and just told me what she needed. And then she decided to retire, and I couldn't find anybody. So I had more on my plate than I could get done, so we just shut it down and concentrated on some other things. But
now you've done well.
Well, like I was telling you, we do the actual 3-inch cuttings, and it takes 3 to 5 years to have a sellable plant.
Yeah,
and we're doing about 70% of what we sell now. We're rooting on site right here in Rock Hill.
It's a good thing. Yeah, it makes the plant better for here too.
Acclimatized, as Alan Miller used to say in a commercial. And we went for 20 years doing that, and finally the computer one day told us that wasn't a word.
Oh, really?
Well, climatized.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Climatized for the York County area. We did that forever. And, believe it or not, Get 'em In and Get 'em Growing came out in mm-hmm. fall of 1985. So next year it'll have a birthday. So
nice.
Everybody said, well, you need to change it. Well, what's better?
Yeah, that's good.
I don't change for the sake of changing. I want to change to something better. So
I made some shirts this year, and it says "Sod It" on the front of it. So I kind of like that.
I like that too. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got to wrap it up here shortly. Anything you want to throw out here for the?
Well, just come on by and get your seed. We're open to 8 to 2 today. Seed, fertilizer, lime. Put it out. We do free soil samples. We'll give you some bags. Take it home. Bring it back. Doesn't cost you a dime. We're not going to email you and blow you up and wonder where you are. Just we'll tell you the results. And if you want to buy it, that's fine. If you want to buy it somewhere else, that's fine. But we'll try to help you as much as we can.
Yep. And Miss Brenda's going to be here next week.
Brenda will be here next week, yeah.
And we'll be talking about the Master Gardener program and mm-hmm. the symposium and any other events.
Yeah, the Master Gardeners actually came to my celebration thing we had last week, and they sold more plants. So they're always going to have plants, I think.
They're still doing their plants.
They're doing their plants, yeah. Continued. The year-round plant sale.
Pretty much. Okay, well, it's time to wrap it up, and we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tiga Cay.
Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.